Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes present The Comedy Theater. The only radio program that brings you every week the greatest stars in the greatest comedies. Tonight's play is She Loves Me Not, starring Mario Montez, Tom Drake, and Freddie Bartholomew. And here is the director of the Old Gold Comedy Theater, Mr. Harold Lloyd.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our play tonight, as you know, is entitled She Loves Me Not. And yet it could be more aptly called We the United Nations. For we have that dynamic Latin, Maria Montez, that sturdy American, Tom Drake, and that sterling young British actor, Freddie Bartholomew. And in the order named, I want you to meet first that vivacious young lady currently starring in the Universal production, Sudan, Señorita Maria Montez. Ay, 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 how I'd like to be her good neighbor. Well, our guest can currently be seen, this is our next one, in the Metro Golden Mayer production, This Man's Navy. Introducing Mr. Tom Drake. And last but not least, here is the talented young actor, Mr. Freddie Bartholomew. Now, with the introductions out of the way, on with the play. In our story tonight, our heroine, Dolores Lopez, is not very bright. When it comes to figures, she's certainly no Einstein. But who cares? After all, how would Einstein look in scanty panties? Which all boils down to this. If you want the theory of relativity, you go to Princeton. If you want, well, what Dolores has and doesn't mind showing off, you go to the Hilarity Club in Philadelphia. And never the twain shall meet, or shall they? Well, let's drop into the Hilarity Club, where Dolores has just finished a number and see...
Somebody's been shot!
Come in. Well, holy smokes. Well, what can I do for you?
Hello, handsome.
Oh, well, come in. I mean, get out. I mean, you're a girl.
So what? Did you never see a girl before?
Yes, but this is Princeton.
Well, I ain't fussy.
Well, I mean, it's the men's dormitory. It's late. Women aren't allowed. Well, who are you anyway?
Dolores Lopez.
Well, how do you do? I'm Paul Lawton. Call me Paul.
Okay, Mr. Lawton.
Well, what do you want?
I want to come in.
Wait a minute.
The police are after me.
The police? Well, forgive me if I draw up a breath and sit down. Well, what is it? Arson? Theft? Carrying concealed weapons?
It's murder.
Murder?
Yeah, but I didn't do it.
Oh.
It was in a nightclub where I work. I just finished my song. When the shooting started, I was so scared, I slipped and fell on my... on the floor.
But why did you run away?
Everybody ran. I wanted to get to New York, but I have only money to get this far.
But if you had nothing to do with the shooting, you should have...
Look, I knew a girl once who was mixed up in a murder. Perfectly innocent, you understand? And they held her in jail for 4 months. Say she was an immaterial witness. I ain't going to sit in no jail for 4 months.
Well, they can't do that to you.
Sure they can. If you can't put out no bond.
But Well, I just can't do that to you, that's all.
You'll what?
Well, maybe they can. just a minute. Just a minute.
What'll I do?
Quick, in the closet.
Okay.
Just a minute. it's only you, Buzz. Thank gosh.
Hey, what gives? What's with all this just-a-minute routine?
No, come in. Close the door. Buzz, what do you think I've got in my closet?
Oh, no, no thanks. I'm on the wagon until after commencement.
No, no. No, it's a girl, a chorus girl.
A chorus? Oh, lift my typewriter and you'll find Mae West.
Listen, Buzz, I'm on the level.
You mean you've got a girl in your closet? A female girl?
That's what I've been trying to tell you, a nightclub chorus girl.
Oh, only 2 weeks before you graduate. Hey, you better get her out of here. It isn't worth it. Where is it?
Well, I can't get her out of here. She's wanted by the police. She's mixed up in a murder.
Oh, come now, Paul. I mean, after
now,
all...
Now, honest, she didn't do the murder, just a witness. But the police can keep her locked up for 6 months or a year until the case comes to trial.
But you're not going to keep her in your closet all that time.
Well, naturally not.
She might get moths.
Buzz, I don't think you believe me. I'm on the level. She's right...
Okay. You don't have to explain to me. Only if the dean finds out about it, you'll have to have a better story than that. You're going to graduate awful sudden.
I know what you're thinking, but it isn't so. Why, she's no more to me than well, if she were a chimpanzee.
Hey, I heard that.
Oh, hello, Dolores. Come on out. It's all right. This is Buzz Jones. He has a room upstairs. Buzz Jones, Dolores Lopez.
Hiya, Dolores.
Chimpanzee, am I, you monkey?
Oh, that was just a figure of speech. Now, we've got to get her out of here.
Yeah.
But we've got to keep her here and hide her away, so we've got to get her a job.
Yeah, but how? You know, if you keep her here, she can't stay in the closet.
I know.
Hey, I've got it. She's your kid cousin from South America.
But I don't have a kid cousin.
But you do now. we'll dress her as a boy. He's down here to visit you.
Well, I don't know. I've seen girls and boys' clothes on the stage. They're, well, sort of... Well, there are differences.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll give her something baggy. Of course, we'll have to cut her hair.
I'm not sure I like that.
Hey, did you ever cut anyone's hair, Paul?
No, did you?
No.
Oh, that's fine.
Hey, turn around, Buzz. Let me study yours. I think I can get the hang of it.
Now, wait a minute. Don't make me look like that.
Don't worry, Dolores. We'll take care of you.
Yeah, but how?
Hey, where'll she sleep?
In your room.
Oh, well now, of course.
And you'll sleep down here with me.
Oh.
And as soon as we can find her a job, we'll get her out of here.
Yeah, that's...
I'll write to my folks tonight.
Fine. And I'll try my Uncle Ed. I'll hop a train tonight for New York. Maybe I can talk him into giving us something.
Gee, that's swell. What kind of work did your uncle do?
He's president of Supersound Pictures.
Movies? Gee.
Yeah, well, I'll go up and pack. As soon as you finish with Dolores' hair, send her up, Paul. I'll give her some of my clothes.
Okay. Now, everything's going to be all right, Dolores. Buzz's room is right over mine. And if you get frightened in the night or hear anything, we'll just bang on the floor, and I'll be right up.
Okay.
So you don't have a thing to worry about. As for Buzz and me, well, we wouldn't touch a hair on your head.
Oh.
Now, let's see. Where did I put my scissors? What's the matter? Are you all right?
Sure.
Oh, well, I heard you pounding on the floor.
I was lonesome.
Oh, now, look here. I can't... We can't... You're in pajamas.
I just wanted to say goodnight.
Oh, I could have kept till morning. I mean, I'd better be going.
Okay. Only I want to thank you again for all you and Buzz are doing for me.
Oh, that's okay. Now, I guess I better get out of here.
Just a minute.
Oh, what do you want?
Just this.
Hey!
What's the matter? I just kissed you goodnight.
Well, don't ever do that again.
Why not?
Look... Now, get this through your head, Dolores. I have no more of that kind of interest in you than I have in the United States Senate. If I saw a man beating a horse and made him stop, that doesn't mean I'd want a smooching party with the horse.
You get out of here. Go on now. And don't come back.
Now, wait a minute.
You go on and beat it.
Stop shouting. Somebody
will hear. I don't care. Get out of here. Hurry up and don't come back.
Okay, I'm going.
You lousy father.
Okay, McNeil, hurry it up. What do you want? My nephew's waiting to see me.
What is this, a motion picture company or a kindergarten?
Oh, Buzz is a college man.
Well, they should have learned it better, that's all. Now, look, this publicity I lined up on Love for Beginners.
I put it on my desk. I'll look it up later.
Hey, what's Buzz mixed up in that's so important that everything else has to wait?
Well, if you must know, he's in some kind of a scrape with a nightclub entertainer.
Buzz?
Yeah. He and another boy are hiding in their rooms at Princeton.
The girl?
He told his mother all about it.
Tell his mother, eh? It's a very up-to-date parent. It's all I can say.
Well, she's wanted by the police. That's their story. So they're hiding her in their rooms at college, and they haven't touched her, except to cut her hair.
What did the police want her for?
Witness. She saw a murder.
Hey.
What is it?
There's the angle you could use for Love for Beginners.
I don't know.
Oh, sure. We'll let the girl play it herself. It's sensational. Here's what we'll do. I'm tipping the press off to this girl in Princeton, see?
The press?
Sure. But I'll beat them down there with a cameraman and sign her up for Supersound. So, look, we'll get her on page one from coast to coast and stick her in the picture.
Yeah, but suppose she's not pretty.
Are you daffy? Homely girls don't get rescued.
But can she act?
You said she's an entertainer, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's great. Then after the publicity we give her, I'm going to make her the best-known girl who never committed a triple-X murder. Hey, wait a minute. Hello, Maisie. Get me the United Press, the Associated Press, INS,
oh,
Life,
hello,
Look,
Buzz.
Click, click, click,
we're
click,
going to
click,
give your
click.
Young lady a job.
Oh, swell, but not so loud, Uncle Ed. Nobody's supposed to know about Dolores.
Oh, that's right, Buzz. Gus, close the door.
Now, here's Bob Williams with something of interest to all cigarette smokers.
Friends, the cellophane wrapper used all winter on old gold packages has been removed for the warm weather ahead. During this summer, and for the first time since the beginning of the war, old golds again have the special protection of aluminum foil. And that's important, for it means that old gold's unique blend of many great tobaccos, including its touch of rare imported Latakia tobacco for extra flavor, is now doubly protected. Protected by aluminum foil and by apple honey that helps prevent cigarette dryness. Yes, the grand fragrant aroma and swell taste of old golds have all this protection, so you'll have your full quota of smoking pleasure. So keep asking for old gold. Enjoy this finer tasting cigarette. And now back to Harold Lloyd and the second act of tonight's Old Gold Comedy Theater presentation, She Loves Me Not, starring Tom Drake, Mario Montez, and Freddie Bartholomew. All right, Mr. Lloyd.
Well, while Supersound Pictures is planning to give Paul and Buzz's little secret to the world, Paul has added another complication. Paul wired his father for a job for Dolores, and his father wired back to the dean. So now we find Paul at the dean's house, preparing to explain.
Hello, Midge.
Oh, hello, Paul. Come in.
Is your father in?
Well, I thought you wanted to see me. What have you been up to now?
Oh, nothing, nothing. It's just that...
When students come to see the dean, it usually means they've been naughty. And I always take a good, wholesome interest in undergraduate sin.
Oh, don't call it sin. It's chivalry. There's a difference. All I did was to wire my folks that I met a poor, deserving chorus girl and ask them if they'd help me get her a job.
What happened?
My father wired back, "Concerned your telegram. Stop. Am wiring Dean Mercer. Stop. There is no such thing as a deserving chorus girl."
Stop. I guess that telegram on the table must be your father's.
Yeah, I guess so. That's why I thought I'd better explain to the dean.
You'd better explain to me, Paul Lawton.
Oh, but the whole affair is entirely innocent. It's as innocent as...
Paul, where is the girl now?
In Buzz Jones's room.
What?
Oh, yes, yes, but it's not what you're thinking. You know we wouldn't. You know us, Midge.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Why, Midge...
I'm willing to help you, Paul, but I want to see that girl.
Well, help? How? How can you help?
Well, first of all, I can open this telegram and see if it's the one you're expecting.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, now what?
This.
Hey, you're tearing it up.
That's right.
But my father will be in expecting an answer to that.
Oh, he'll get one. I can sign Mercer, Princeton University, and without forging.
Oh, darling, you're wonderful. You're marvelous. You're...
Here comes Father. Oh, hello, Dad.
Oh, hello. Hello, Midge. Hello, Lawton.
How do you do, sir?
Did you want to see me?
Paul wrote the music for the Triangle Show, and he came over to play it for me.
Oh, yes, yes. Go right ahead, young man. Midge, is there a telegram here for me?
Oh, I'm quite sure there isn't.
I was told there was.
Oh, no, one came for me.
Oh, darling.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, it's just part of the song.
Oh. Western Union said they deliver it. Well, it's not important. They read it to me over the telephone.
Yipe!
Is that in the song, too?
Oh, no. I was just clearing my throat.
I want to see you in my office in the morning, Lawton.
Yes, sir.
Now you may get on with the music.
Get on with it. I'm going to have to face it.
Hello? Boss Jones ain't here. I'm his cousin.
Say, that's not bad. I've seen girls play little boys before, but... Hey, let me see you walk.
Let's see you walk. Huh? Just turn around and walk.
Hey, excuse me, I forgot. I should have introduced myself. I'm Gus McNeil from Super Sound Pictures.
Super Sound?
Yeah.
Gee, did Boss tell you?
Everything.
And?
We're going to sign you up.
Gee.
Yeah, you'll be featured in your first picture.
Gee, did you think I can do the part?
Oh, sure.
What's it like?
Well, you're dancing in a nightclub when a gangster makes a pass at you. Clark Gable or Georgie Raff.
Wow.
Yeah, but you fight him off.
Comedy, eh?
Oh, no. It's a dreamer. Look, your brother comes in just in time and shoots him. You run away so you won't have to be a witness against your brother. You wander around in the rain and at last you come to a university town and you faint in the snow.
Snow?
Yeah, it turns cold. It's freezing. A college boy finds you and he hides you.
Say, that's a coincidence.
Yeah, then he makes a pass at you.
No, he doesn't. He thinks I am a chimpanzee.
What?
Gone.
Well, all right, he makes a pass at you, you fight him off.
Gee.
This time his roommate rescues you and marries you.
Then I fight him off.
Could be. I don't know. Well, all right, now you heard it all. What do you think?
Wonderful.
That's well. Now you just sign this contract, and then I'll get out to the reporters and the photographers.
But, Mr. McNeil,
look, you don't have to worry your pretty head about the coppers. Super Sound will go your bail. Your legal troubles are over, babe.
Gee.
So long, baby. I'll be right back.
So long. Gee. Golly. Woo! Yeah, who is it? Hey, Boss Jones ain't here. And anyway, girls ain't allowed up here.
Now don't worry about me, Miss Lopez. I know all about you. I'm Midge Mercer, friend of Paul Lawton's.
Oh, so you're a friend of his, are you? Well, you can have him. I am no use to men treating me the way he thought he could, just because he helped me a little.
What did he do?
What did he do? Plenty. That's what he did. Plenty.
I don't believe you.
Oh, you don't, eh? You weren't here, were you? He made a pass at me.
What?
Yeah, but I fought him off tooth and nail.
Oh, you're absurd. You're acting.
Oh, you think you know, do you?
I know I've had enough of this. Goodbye, Miss Lopez.
If you see Lawton, tell him for me that he reminds me of a horse, too.
I'd be delighted.
That's telling your sister.
Oh, hey, where did you come from?
The window was open.
You are the man who did the murder at the club.
That's right, sister. But you ain't gonna tell that to nobody else. That's why I'm here. There's no use stomping your foot like that. That ain't gonna help you any.
I won't tell nobody. Honest.
That's a chance I cannot take. I know I'd find you sooner or later, and now that I have, well... I ain't got nothing against you personally. You understand that? Huh? You understand that, sister? Huh? I just cannot take no chances. I hate to do it, but... Hey, what is this?
Gee. Gee. You
knock him out.
Oh, I heard you pounding on the floor. Are you all right, Dolores? Was he molesting you?
Worse than that. He's a gunman from Philadelphia. The one which did the murder.
Uh-oh.
Get his guns.
Okay.
Gee, thanks for saving me. I hope he didn't bring his gang with him. And I'm sorry I said the things I did to your girl about you.
What's that?
Well, I began...
Oh, wait a minute. I hear somebody coming.
Suck him.
Right.
No!
Oh, it's Mr. Manil. Why did you hit him for?
Well, I didn't know him. Who is he?
He's the best friend I have, and you knock him out. You're too darn fresh, you are.
Well, with gunmen around here, I'm taking no chances.
Look up behind you. There's somebody else. Gee.
What's going around here, huh? What happened to McNeil and these other guys, huh? What happened to the other guys?
Well, I don't know. I lost my head. I knocked them out.
You must be Lawton, and this is the girl, huh?
Yeah, well, who are you?
Arkell, United Press.
United Press? Oh, my gosh. And the rest of these fellas all reporters, too? Oh,
that's right.
Oh. Hey. Oh, my jaw.
Look, Mr. Manil is coming, too. Gee, Mr. McNeil. You ain't sore, are you?
No, then my bridge weight is a little loose. Hello there, Arkell. Hello, fellas. I'm glad you got here. Well, come on. What are you waiting for?
Nothing at all. Just step over here, Miss Lopez. Okay, Andy. Snap. Go ahead.
For crying out loud, don't take pictures.
Don't interrupt, kid. Andy, you snap and I'll interview her. Now tell me, what'd you do when you first got to Princeton, Miss Lopez?
She fainted in the snow.
Are you kidding? It hasn't snowed in 5 months.
Well, maybe it was a mirage. I don't know. Turn your head to the left, Dolores.
When I came to, the boys were feeding me gin.
Ginger ale. Now, let's have a smile, little girl.
Like this?
Right. Now, tell me, Miss Lopez, did they get fresh?
No, they saw that she wasn't that kind of a girl.
I says to them, I may be in trouble like a sick horse, but that doesn't mean that I want a smooshing party.
You said what?
Oh, let it go. Now, come on, let's get some more with that Lawton. Come on.
Nothing doing.
What's going on here? What is this outrage?
Hey, we've been waiting for you to come too, Grandpa.
I've been trying to stop them, Dean Mercer.
Oh, the Dean, eh? Well, how about a statement, Dean? Tell me, Dean, did you know the students were hiding a girl in the dormitory? Hiding her from the police?
Get out of here, I'll have you arrested. All of you.
Please, Mr. Dean. We don't mean no trouble. Only I got to have publicity if I am going to be a star.
Oh, that's it, Dolores. Get up close to the dean. Okay, Andy. Snap.
Stop that.
Now snuggle up to him, Dolores, real close.
Stop that. Okay, Andy.
He got it.
Good.
Now how about one with my arms around him like this?
Oh, Dolores.
Well, will you stop that?
Okay, Andy.
Oh, brother.
So the curtain draws a veil on the strange adventures of Dolores Lopez. Now, while we rush ahead to set the stage for Act Two, Bob Williams tells you what to do when you're in a bit of a rush.
Well, when you've only a few precious minutes to gobble breakfast before dashing off to work, and just then the toaster blows a fuse, well, don't you blow a fuse, too. Just calm down and quietly say...
Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold.
Why, you bet, because, smokers, a fine cigarette sure gives you lots of comfort and pleasure, especially today. But let me add this. You get no pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry. And so...
To help prevent cigarette dryness, Old Golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey, made from the juice of fresh apples.
And get this, Old Gold's unique blend of many great tobaccos is further enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco for marvelous extra flavor.
Extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's Old Gold.
And soon as you can, try a pack. And look, when little annoyances get you down, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. And now back to Harold Lloyd and the third act of tonight's Old Gold Comedy Theater presentation, She Loves Me Not, starring Mario Montez, Tom Drake, and Freddie Bartholomew. All right, Mr. Lloyd.
It's the following day. The pictures have been all over the front pages. Dolores has her contract, and Buzz and Paul have headaches. They are in Buzz's room getting ready to leave Princeton.
Oh, cheer up, Paul. 10 years from now, we'll laugh at being busted out and everything. Hey, did you ever think of this? If we hadn't come to Princeton, why, we two wouldn't have ever, well, gotten acquainted.
I know.
Come on, then, cheer up. We're expelled, so what?
Oh, it's not only that, it's...
Come in.
Hello, boys.
Oh, hello, Midge. Midge, if you'd only give me a chance to explain...
You don't have to, Paul. I can see now that Dolores Lopez is a girl whose word isn't to be trusted.
Do you mean that?
Yes.
Do you mean you're willing to believe that I didn't?
No. Wait a minute. Let's not go too far. But I'm willing to discount the more lurid details.
Oh.
That's not what I came here about. There's a chance you boys may be reinstated.
What?
Yeah. Telegrams are pouring into the faculty by the carload. All the parents want their little boys sent home.
Oh, I see.
University can't afford the scandal. Unless you boys are cleared, it's going to get awfully lonesome around here.
Mm, that's swell.
Except
what?
Except Dolores and Mr. McNeil are back in Princeton. If we don't get them out of here quick, they'll spoil everything.
Well, how do you know they're here?
They called at the house. They want to take some more pictures of Dolores and Father.
Well, what'll we do?
Well, there's always cyanide.
Well, suppose they won't drink it.
Then I will.
Oh.
Well, hello, boys. Come on in, Dolores.
Oh, nuts.
My boys.
Nuts, gosh.
Now, boys, don't feel bad about getting counted out of college. We're working on that. Ain't we, girl?
Yeah, it's practically fixed, so let's be friends. Now, I got a camera outside Anderson Hall, and I want to get a picture of Miss Lopez and you boys together.
Get out of here.
Not before we get a picture.
Well, you won't get one.
Mr. McNeil.
Eh?
These boys are just too young to appreciate what it means.
Tell them.
This is all so silly. Uncollegiate.
Hey, Paul, look out the window. Look what's coming.
What is it?
The dean.
Oh, God. Come on, Dolores. Mr. McNeil, scram.
But they can't. They'll bump into him.
That's right. Okay, then, quick, the closet.
Again? You can't hide them. That would only make it worse. I have no intentions of hiding. It is beneath my dignity as an artist. Come in.
No. Wait.
Hello, Mr. Dean.
Oh.
Hello. We've been looking all over for you.
This is most unfortunate.
Mr. Dean, Miss Lopez and I have come to Princeton to make apologies.
Yes? What's that camera in front of the building for?
Well, that's to make a picture of Miss Lopez apologizing to you.
If any pictures are taken on the university grounds, it will have a very disastrous result.
If you won't let me apologize in front of the camera, I simply won't apologize.
Don't worry, baby, don't worry. Before we leave here, we'll get a picture of you and Professor Einstein thinking.
Lawton! Dean
Mercer?
The faculty has decided to reinstate you boys.
Oh, that's wonderful, Paul.
Now, however,
well, that's
these
wonderful.
People must leave at once. And under no circumstances must there be any more pictures.
I understand, sir.
Hey, what's that crowd outside?
The news has spread. Your fellow students are coming to congratulate you. Well, I have to be leaving. Coming, Midge?
In a little while, Father.
Very well. Well, good day. And remember, no more pictures.
Goodbye, sir, and thank you.
And now, Mr. McNeil, will you please get out of here? We don't want any more trouble.
Oh, just a minute, boys. Just in a minute.
Hey, Dolores, Andy's at the camera. Why don't you jump out of this window into that crowd down there and he'll snap it. You can't possibly hurt yourself. You'll land right in their heads. It'll make a swell picture.
Okay.
Midge, after I graduate, do you think you and I...
Oh, yes, Paul. Oh, yes. Yes, darling.
Okay, Dolores, now jump towards the camera.
Here I go!
Hey! My gosh!
What happened?
Oh, she landed on the dean!
Well, so closes the story of She Loves Me Not. Right now, Maria Montez, Tom Drake, and Freddie Bartholomew are thanks to you for a most enjoyable half hour.
I enjoyed it, Harold.
It was a pleasure.
Yes, it certainly was.
Who's on the old goal roster next?
Well, we're very happy to welcome next week Ann Southern with Chester Morris and Lee Tracy in Boy Meets Girl.
I'll be listening.
So will I.
Me too.
Good night, folks. Until next Sunday. See you then.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.